Conversation 2. Questions 6 to 10 are based on Conversation 2. Well, for years, people have been trying to keep up with the Joneses. But instead of competing with your neighbors, how about actually trying to get along with them? Joining us with some simple tips on how to deal with those likable and not so likable neighbors is Betty Wong. She is the executive editor of Family Circle magazine. Good morning, Betty.
Good morning, Alan.
Well, in an ideal world, I guess we would all get along with our neighbors, wouldn't we?
Right, right. We hope so.
But how do we establish a good relationship? When you move into a neighborhood, right, should you reach out to the neighbors? Or should they be reaching out to you?
I think it could work either way. I mean, certainly, if they don't reach out to you, don't assume that they are being rude or unfriendly. They just might be holding back because they think you are too busy. So if they don't make that first step, you know, after a few days, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Yeah, neighbors can be really helpful, but of course they can also be annoying. For example, neighbors who make a lot of noise.
Well, loud music is one of those top complaints, and I think you know for most reasons. People, they probably aren't even aware that they are causing problems for their neighbors. And I think if you bring it up to your neighbors' attention, they will be more than happy to fix it. You could say something like, "You know, I'm really a light sleeper, or I suffer from headache. Can you help me out by, you know, turning down the music during those evening hours or the early morning, or come up with a compromise that works for both of you?"
Don't just call the police, right? Which a lot of people do.
Of course, no.
Right, then what about a nosy neighbor?
Right. I think a lot of time we may mistake nosy behavior for being, you know, nosy or pokey, when they are just being kind of trying to be friendly. Or maybe that person's lonely. You kind of have to see what the motive is there. And oftentimes, if you are a little evasive, or you just don't answer their question, they often take the hint and back off.
And the neighbor that comes to visit and won't go away.
Well, I think you know that. There might be somebody who is just really lonely and wants a friend. You know, oftentimes, I think the rule is a 5 or 10 minute visit is fine. Because, you know, that way you are not imposing on that person's schedule or that person's plan. But, you know, you don't have to be best friends with your neighbor at all. You can just be polite and say hello in the morning, and that makes everybody's relationship so much better.
Well, that's important. Betty Wong, thanks so much for the tips we appreciate from Family Circle magazine. And for more on this topic and others, head to the Early Show website at cbsnews.com. Questions 6 to 10 are based on Conversation 2.
Question 6. What should we do if our neighbors didn't reach out?
Question 7. Which is the best way to handle a noisy neighbor?
Question 8. What should we do if we have a nosy neighbor?
Question 9. How long do we expect our neighbors to stay?
Question 10. Where can we get more information on this topic?